It's Wednesday, the 19th day of January 2011. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Becca Bacon-Martin, editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.
I want to send you to one thing tonight and then talk about some things tomorrow night.
All right. First tonight.
Tomorrow is this weird. You know, our society writer, Karen Schottmeyer, says Thursday is the new Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's right.
Okay. So what's tonight?
Wednesday, the Singer-Songwriter Circle is tonight at 7 at our Sega's on Crossover in Fayetteville. Great way if you're interested in making music to go meet some people who are. Now, coming Thursday, it's Martin Luther King Jr. Day in Fort Smith.
Yes.
With Eddie Armstrong III speaking about the spirit of community, combining leadership theory and practice with community service learning. He's a lot more interesting than that title sounded. He's chief executive officer of Armstrong & Davis Consulting in North Little Rock and founder of the Eddie Armstrong Scholarship Foundation, which provides scholarships to minority students from single-parent families.
And if you want a preview of what he might be talking about, he was interviewed Monday on Ozarks at Large. You can find that on our Monday page at ozarksatlarge.com.
And he will be speaking at 10 o'clock Thursday in the Reynolds Room of the Smith Pendergraft Campus Center at the University of Arkansas in Fort Smith. It's free. Trout Fishing in America is tomorrow night at the Alma Performing Arts Center. Show starts at 7:30. Tickets are $10 to $20, 632-2129. Robert Randolph and the Family Band, 9 o'clock tomorrow night at George's in Fayetteville. Tickets are $20 if any still exist.
That's right. That it?
No, one more.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Country music musician Tracy Lawrence.
That's right.
Also tomorrow night, 10 o'clock at the Cherokee Casino in West Siloam Springs, and his show is free.
You have been warned. Thursday's a busy day and busy night. Becca Bacon-Martin is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.